racism, attacks, arson of a van. And then on Saturday morning, at a massive lobster pound used by indigenous fishers in Nova Scotia, a massive fire. I mean, the pictures are horrific. It just torched a place. It torched a place, and no one knows what it is. Oh, really? We don't? After weeks where, and I want to explain this to you folks. This is fascinating. The Mi'kmaq fishers, okay, these are lobster fishermen off the coast of Nova Scotia who are making, and I use this word because it's a Supreme Court word, a modest livelihood. And why do I say that? Because in 1999, the Supreme Court upheld a treaty that said indigenous fishers, those are the terms that you use, lobster fishermen, have a right to make a modest livelihood by fishing lobsters. And they are. So they're just doing it. This is, the Supreme Court gave them the legal right. It's not a question. So they're doing that, but then non-indigenous commercial fishermen don't like it. They've threatened them. They've beaten people up. Now, suddenly, mysteriously, this is, the lobster pound went up. And then today, so I spoke to Chief Sack, who was threatened himself, the chief who's in charge of this area. He's like, he literally told me, the RCMP are looking at what's going on and doing nothing. I spoke with Mark Miller, the Indigenous Services Minister. He used to be in the military. I said, why aren't they doing anything, the RCMP? You know what he said? They should. They really should. Really? I spoke to the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, Perry Bellegarde. He said, the police have got to intervene. And so guess what today, happened today? Today, the Ministry of Fisheries and Oceans, Bernadette Jordan, whose file this is, she should be enforcing the law, has decided it's not my responsibility. Let's have an emergency session in Parliament and have a debate about this. Why? Why? What's the debate? Let me ask you, just as a listener, if your rights, if someone was setting fire or pushing you or set fire to your car and the police were sitting around watching it and they, you said, hey, I need some help. They said, well, we'll consult with Parliament first. Really? Here's Bernadette Jordan, the Fisheries and Oceans Minister today.
What we have here is an opportunity to bridge the divisions in our communities, to have First Nations and commercial harvesters fishing alongside each other. This is achievable. This will strengthen our fishery.
Really? This is an opportunity? Tell that to the people who are living in fear. I've spoken to them. This is unbelievable. So what's really going on there? Well, I'm going to bring on Pam Palmiter. She's a regular on the show. She's a Mi'kmaq lawyer. This is where her people are from. The chair of the Indigenous Governance at Ryerson University. And she joins us now because I want to get your perspective. I've spoken to a lot of people on the ground there, Pam, and I hope you and the fam are doing well. What's your sense of what is going on here and what the RCMP are not or are doing?
Well, I mean, we've talked about this before, you know, with all of the calls to defund the police, especially the RCMP, but they've had a long history of racism against Native people, and racism manifests in multiple ways. It can manifest in the over-incarceration, brutality, or killing of Native people, but it can also manifest as the failure to protect Native people, as in murdered and missing Indigenous women and girls. The RCMP have been implicated in that for decades, failing to protect Native women or even investigate their files. And now you look at this. I mean, this is literally on TV and social media. I mean, the whole world can see the RCMP literally standing there as people are torching vans and threatening to burn the people in the lobster pound and the multiple assaults going on, literally standing there. It's absolutely incredible. But we know, Evan, we know if the situation was reversed, and it has been, where Mi'kmaq people are peacefully defending their rights, they send in hundreds of RCMP SWAT teams and helicopters and snipers, and there's mass arrests, and it doesn't matter where it is. It could be in Wet'suwet'en territory, Shkwepmik, the OPP in Ontario, or here. So it is the RCMP aren't unbiased in this. There's basically a deep-seated racism.
Here's what I can't understand. I talked to Chief Sack. I spoke to reporters on the ground there. Even the minister, Mark Miller, agrees that the police are not doing their job. And yet, what we've got today is an emergency debate in Parliament.
Yeah.
As if, like, sorry, I don't understand what do you think that is? Again, if you're the minister, this is your file. You don't need to emergency debate about things that are your responsibility.
And they only asked for it because the NDP asked for it first. So that's the performance part of politics that I absolutely despise. So when they send out tweets saying, oh, you know, this racism and violence is no good, and, oh, let's have an emergency debate. Why don't they actually take some action on the ground? Why don't they do something to clear out all of those, you know, violent fishermen who continue to act with relative impunity? And do something.
Now, the minister told me, Pam, that the RCMP in Nova Scotia, they are under provincial jurisdiction, right?
Which
is interesting, even though it's a federal police force.
Yeah, the RCMP are clearly under Minister Blair's jurisdiction. But when they sign policing agreements with provinces, you know, they have different funding agreements and all of that stuff. But it's very clear. I mean, the RCMP is the RCMP. That's a federal police force. And they've been completely incompetent, which is why Chief Sack also said, yeah, don't send any more RCMP here. They're not doing anything for us. He would much rather have the military. I mean, what kind of statement does that say? To much rather have the military there to protect Mi'kmaq people than the RCMP. And then you have both, you know, you watch the press conference, too. You've got Minister Blair saying, oh, we're on the ground and we've been helping.
Well, let me play that. Pam Palmer, hang on. I got the clips. Here's Bill Blair addressing the violence in a press conference this morning.
We are prepared to hold to account any individual who has perpetuated the acts of violence and destruction that we have seen. Crimes will be investigated and individuals will be held to account for their actions.
But he was asked about the military. And I just, Pam, because you mentioned what Chief Sack had talked about, here's what he said about that. The answer,
one of the best ways, I think, to prevent further acts of criminality and violence is to ensure that people who engage in such conduct are held to account, that they face criminal charges.
But he dismissed calls to bring in the army. So what has to happen, Pam?
And at the same time, he didn't address it, but thank goodness Minister Miller, you know, addressed the fact that you've got these police forces, the Nova Scotia RCMP, there not protecting Mi'kmaq people, and then to have the audacity in the media to say, oh, you know, they feel sorry for these Nova Scotia fishermen and they understand their passions, when in fact, what they're doing can be categorized as actual terrorism. So we've got an RCMP, A, who won't protect Mi'kmaq, but B, have shown a very clear bias towards the fishermen. And for Minister Blair to say, yeah, we're now going to authorize more money to send more RCMP, actually doesn't help the situation. And there's no reason why money couldn't be sent to some of the Mi'kmaq police forces to go in there and help protect the Mi'kmaq in partnership with the Coast Guard or others.
What, Pam, where is this going? Like, what's got to happen? Forget the debate. I know emergency debates, I'm with you. Like, I'm glad the issue's on the agenda. Don't get me wrong. I just think it's, you know, it's a distraction from action. What needs to happen?
Well, So here's the thing. You know, people are throwing the word conservation around, and, you know, we all know that it's not about conservation, a couple hundred traps versus a couple hundred thousand traps. It's night and day. What needs to happen is the federal government needs to come to the table in good faith and say, we're serious about finally implementing and respecting your right in the way that it was intended in the treaty, in the way that it's upheld in the Supreme Court, and we're not going to give you any more beads and trinkets offers. You are going to get a substantive part of this fishery in addition to jointly governing the resource, jointly governing through regulations and conservation. So this isn't just about access to a resource, this is also about governance.
Yeah. Listen, Pam Palmer, listen, we're following this situation closely. I really appreciate you joining us, Pam, as always. Thanks so much. And I just hope and pray no one gets hurt.